As you entered the May Wilson Theater Wednesday, you found it filled with the sound of drums, the audience clapping along in rhythm, and traditional song. The atmosphere was welcoming, positive, and respectful. It was a perfect way to spend the first day of summer. On National Indigenous Peoples Day, which is held each year on June 21, students from the Holy Trinity Catholic School Division, HTCSD, attended the celebration. Students came from St. Mary, St. Margaret, Sacred Heart, and St. Agnes schools. The celebration allowed younger generations to learn about Indigenous history and culture. The celebration took place in the morning and afternoon and included opening remarks from the Waccamaw Indigenous Community Association, MC Haley Hart Rushinko, drumming by Cree Spirit Drum Group, a video message from Lyndon J. Linklater, hoop dancing by Terrence Littletent, dancing by Wayne Fisher, dancing by Delson Fisher, singing by Brittany Prettyshield, story and teachings by Elder Isabel Hansen, storytelling by Master Storyteller Joseph Nadohow. The event was organized for the Holy Trinity students by Vivian Govan, who is the coordinator of student services with the HTCSD. Her goal is to help students honor Indigenous people. We're learning every day, and I think the biggest part is that we're very aware of the past, of Canada's shameful history, we're aware. Now we all have a part, and that's to take some action, she said. Ward Struby, Director of Education and CEO for the HTCSD, also made an address thanking everyone for their contributions. The event's MC was Haley Hart Rushinko, who is the Communications and Economic Development Officer with the City of Moose Jaw. Hart Rushinko is Métis on her grandmother's side and Nakota, Lakota on her grandfather's side of her family. To be a part of something on such an important day to my culture is just something that I honestly can't even put into words. One of the groups performing was the Cree Spirit Drum Group. A couple of their selections included the chorus of Beautiful Day, Thank You for Sunshine, which the kids loved and sang along to, and for the three birthdays in the audience this week, they sang a special happy birthday song to honor those students. We have been drumming and singing for generations, and one day our little ones will be drumming and singing. All members of the group are from the Kewakatoos First Nation, which is in the Moose Jaw area. Traditionally, we would use the big drum and only the men would dance. Today we use hand drums, and men and women can both dance. And that change provides an incredible way to address intergenerational teaching and learning. During their performance, they were accompanied by three young dancers, illustrating the connection to younger generations. The three young performers were wearing traditional regalia, which is the proper way to refer to the clothing worn by traditional dancers. It is important not to refer to it as a costume, as the article carries deep significance and tells a personal story. The regalia would be handcrafted by family and passed along, explained Hart Rushinko. Every bead, ribbon, and symbol woven into the fabric tells a personal story and passes on the family history. Indigenous people are natural storytellers. You can attend Indigenous celebrations or storytelling opportunities such as this, and every new day gives you an opportunity to learn and grow. Another way to find grounding and connection is to immerse yourself in nature. Through a connection with nature, you can come to recognize what we have and begin to treat the earth well. Tatawa Park is one place where you can connect to nature and draws on the area's historical roots as First Nations people used to meet up at the turn in the river. Tatawa means, there is room for everyone, welcome, in Cree, explained Preston Littleton with the Cree Spirit Drum Group. You can also connect with your roots or appreciate Indigenous culture through the arts. The key to this is immersion. Read a book by an Indigenous author, ask questions to a knowledge keeper, or view Indigenous visual art installations and reflect on the message. Moose Jaw is known for its murals. You can drive by the Indigenous-themed mural titled, Living with the Land, at 55 Amanika Street West. The mural honors the Lakota Sioux, Cree, Assiniboine, Métis, and other First Nations people who made camp at the Turn in the Moose Jaw Valley. The Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery is also currently displaying an art installation by Canadian Indigenous artist Carl Beam. Overall, event organizers are satisfied with this year's turnout and anticipate a bigger event next year. The 2024 Indigenous Peoples Day event will be held again on June 21. Every choice you make leaves a trail, and the trail you leave defines who you were. So get out and appreciate nature, immerse yourself in Indigenous culture and dance, and reflect on a new way of seeing. Nobody can change the past, but every step taken makes a huge impact on the future. As the quote translates from Sioux on the Living with the Land mural, we will be known forever by the trails that we leave.